KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In girls regional volleyball play last night in Class 1A quarterfinal round action, it was Earlham defeating Adair Casey 3-1, Corning outlasting Bedford 3-2, Coon Rapids Bayard a 3-1 winner over Guthrie Center, Lamoni beat Mount Air 3-0. It was Stanton sweeping 3 from Riverside, Nishnabotna also took 3 straight from Fremont Mills, and it was Arweva down in Woodbine 3-0. Those winners moving to the 1A semifinals. In Class 2A quarterfinal round play last night, Kemper Catholic downing East Sac County 3-0. Also, Clorinda posting a 3-game sweep over Shenandoah. St. Albert swept 3 from Tri-Center. Missouri Valley took 3 in a row from Logan Magnolia. And going the distance last night, it was Des Moines Christian outlasting Audubon 3-2, 15-9 in that deciding fifth game, as Audubon rallied from 2-0, or Audubon got out to a 2-0 lead before falling in 3 straight down the stretch to Des Moines Christian last night. Those winners also moving into the 2A semifinals in regional play. Well, playoffs get underway tonight in high school football, and we'll have live coverage for you tonight from the Atlantic Boyden Hall Rock Valley game. Chris and I will be up in Hull tonight to bring you all of that action. And during the course of our night as well, we have some spotters out at all kinds of different games tonight, so we'll have live updates from a number of other games. Martinsdale St. Mary's is playing at Exira EHK, Earlham at AHST, Cam at Moravia, Tri-County at Adair Casey, Trainer at Des Moines Christian, and a few others as well. We'll have live updates from throughout the night. Our schedule here on the air looks like this. Who's going to win gets our night started, but that's up a 15-minute block, as we'll be starting that at 6 o'clock tonight, a little earlier start time for Who's Going to Win. That gets out of the way for our pregame coverage, which gets underway at 6:30 tonight, and then we kick things off at 7 o'clock this evening. That's Atlantic at Boyden Hall Rock Valley. You can hear from both head coaches during our pregame show this evening. Again, at 6:30's pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff, and you can listen live tonight here on the radio at KJAN AM 1220 and also on the web at KJAN.com. Just go to our streaming live page and you can catch live coverage anywhere in the world from that football game tonight. Now, the full list of games tonight looks like this. Atlantic at Boyden Hall Rock Valley. Atlantic, the 4 seed coming out of District 1 with a 4-5 overall record. Boyden Hall Rock Valley, the top seed in District 2. They have a 9-0 mark on the season, ranked 2nd in the state. Also tonight in 3A, Spencer is at Creston. Harlan plays at Bishop Heland Catholic, and MLC Floyd Valley is at Carroll. In Class 2A action tonight at Denison, Kemper Catholic will play Sheldon. Also Class 1A play this evening, IKM Manning is at West Lyon. Panorama will host Tri-Center. Central Decatur is at Logan Magnolia. Mount Air plays at St. Albert. And at Johnston tonight, it's Trainer facing Des Moines Christian. Also tonight in Class A action, it's Exira EHK at home against Martinsdale St. Mary's. AHST will host Earlham. Madrid is at home to Corning tonight, and Bedford travels to Van Meter. In 8-man playoff action tonight, Adair Casey hosting Tri-County. Cam travels to Moravia for the 2nd straight year to open up the playoffs. Lennox is at Melcher Dallas. Twin Cedars at Murray. Stanton is at Arweva. Woodbine will play at Fremont Mills. Boyer Valley is at East Mills. And Sydney will play at Glidden Ralston tonight. All those games kicking off at 7 o'clock. The winners moving into next week's 2nd round of playoff action. Iowa's made a splash this season by opening up its offense with a no-huddle look, but the Hawkeyes are a team that loves to grind it out. They went back to the ground against Indiana in last week's 45-24 win, a victory made possible by a balanced offense. Iowa gained 456 yards, 253 through the air, and 203 on the ground, enrolling to their 2nd straight win. The Hawkeyes will likely try to establish the running game again when they face struggling Minnesota Saturday. Only the Hoosiers are allowing more yards on the ground among Big Ten teams than the Golden Gophers, who've given up just under 200 per game. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have waived wide receiver Jeremy Horn, and they've moved fullback Shane Bannon to the practice squad injured list. The team announced those moves late yesterday. Horn played 3 games last season and 3 more this season for Kansas City after signing as a rookie free agent out of UMass last year. He doesn't have a catch in the NFL. He's played mostly on special teams. Bannon was the team's 7th round pick in this year's draft coming out of Yale. In other NFL news, a criminal complaint has been filed against Chris Cook, alleging that the Minnesota Vikings cornerback tried to strangle his girlfriend over the weekend. The 24-year-old football player has been charged with felony domestic assault and is facing the possibility of 3 years in prison if convicted. Cook has been in custody in Hennepin County since Saturday. Earlier this year, Cook was found not guilty of brandishing a firearm after allegedly pulling a gun on a neighbor in his home state of Virginia. Also in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills plays veteran linebacker Sean Merriman on season-ending injured reserve because of a right Achilles injury. It's the same injury that forced him to go on IR last November, right after the Bills signed him as a free agent. The Washington Redskins have placed tight end Chris Cooley and running back Tim Hightower on injured reserve. Cooley has a sore left knee and a broken left index finger, while Hightower tore the ACL in his left knee in Sunday's loss to Carolina. The Indianapolis Colts have placed quarterback Kerry Collins on injured reserve with a concussion. Collins started three games and went 48 of 98 for 481 yards with two touchdowns and an interception after being signed in August to replace injured starter Peyton Manning. Terrell Owens' workout was watched by two television networks, but no NFL teams. The 37-year-old free agent wide receiver participated in some drills and caught passes Tuesday outside Los Angeles in a showcase televised by ESPN and NFL Network. The Minnesota Vikings have waived wide receiver Bernard Berrien after he was a healthy scratch for two of their last three games. Berrien had just seven receptions for 91 yards this season after grabbing only 28 passes for 252 yards and no touchdowns last season. The Miami Dolphins have placed quarterback Sage Rosenfels on the reserve non-football illness list as he continues to battle a blood disorder. He's been replaced by veteran quarterback J.P. Losman, who hasn't completed a pass since 2008 when he was in his fifth season with Buffalo. Well, it was an off day for the World Series Tuesday as the St. Louis Cardinals and the Texas Rangers prepared for Game 6 in St. Louis. Cards manager Tony La Russa had to spend the day recounting the miscues from Monday's 4-2 loss to the Rangers. La Russa took full responsibility for the bullpen phone mix-up that led to Mike Napoli hitting the tie-breaking two-run double in the eighth inning. La Russa says it was entirely his fault that closer Jason Mott wasn't warming up during the inning, forcing lefty Mark Zepchinski to face the right-handed Napoli. La Russa said he twice called to get Mott ready. The second time, La Russa says he wanted Mott, but the bullpen coach, Derek Lilliquist, instead heard the name of reliever Lance Lynn. La Russa also had to field questions concerning Alan Craig's attempted steals with Albert Pujols at the plate in the late innings Monday night. Craig was thrown out both times, and La Russa explained that Pujols had called for a hit-and-run both of those times. The Rangers can wrap up their first championship tonight. They'll send Colby Lewis to the mound against lefty Jaime Garcia of the Redbirds. There is a chance of some nasty weather in the St. Louis area tonight, however, but the game is scheduled to go this evening. There were dual news conferences in Chicago and Boston Tuesday to announce new leaders of the local baseball teams. Theo Epstein was introduced as the Cubs' new president of baseball operations, while his successor in Boston met with the media. Epstein takes over a franchise that hasn't been to a World Series in 66 years and hasn't won one since 1908. He was the architect of the Red Sox World Series teams in 2004 and 07, their only titles since 1918. The 37-year-old Epstein left the Red Sox with a year left on his contract as general manager. The Cubs finally made the announcement Friday night but held off on the news conference until the World Series travel day so as not to upstage the Fall Classic. The Cubs and the Red Sox have yet to work out a compensation package. In Boston, the Red Sox introduced new general manager Ben Sherrington, who was promoted after spending 3 years as assistant to Epstein. Sherrington's top priorities will be finding a manager to replace Terry Francona, who left 2 days after the Red Sox completed a September collapse that left them out of the playoffs. Sherrington also must decide whether to try to retain designated hitter David Ortiz and closer Jonathan Papelbon, who can become free agents. Boston's next manager won't be John Farrell. The Toronto Blue Jays have said Farrell can't leave his current post as their skipper and have amended their employee policy to reflect they will not grant permission for lateral moves. Farrell spent 4 seasons as Boston's pitching coach before being hired to manage the Blue Jays last year. The Bo Sox also announced that starting pitcher John Lackey will undergo Tommy John surgery, and he'll miss all of next season. Lackey was 12-12 with a .641 earned run average in the second year of a 5-year, $82.5 million contract. Minnesota closer Joe Nathan will get a $2 million buyout after the Twins declined their 2012 option on the veteran right-hander. General manager Bill Smith says the team is still interested in re-signing the 36-year-old Nathan, but not for the $12.5 million option figure. The Kansas City Royals have hired Dave Island as their new pitching coach. Island spent the past season as special assistant to Tampa Bay Rays general manager Andrew Friedman, but prior to that served 3 seasons as the New York Yankees pitching coach. He takes over for Bob McClure, who was let go after 5 seasons with the Royals. Royals manager Ned Yost said last month that he wanted a pitching coach who had spent a long time in the major leagues with mediocre stuff, meaning that person had to make the most of what he had to stay in the big leagues. Yost got that in Island, who went 12-27 with a 5.74 earned run average while appearing in 92 games over 10 seasons with the Yankees, the Padres, and the Rays. A person with knowledge of the decision says the Big 12 Conference has approved West Virginia to replace Missouri when the Tigers complete their move to the Southeastern Conference. The Mountaineers' move would allow the Big 12 to maintain 10 members and is another blow to the embattled Big East, which already has lost two members and one member-to-be in the last 6 weeks. The Big East is trying to reconfigure as a 12-team football league and is courting Boise State, Navy, Air Force, Central Florida, SMU, and Houston. Commissioner John Marinato met with officials from some of those schools Sunday in Washington. Houston Athletics Director Mac Rhodes says his school is in a good position and will always seek new opportunity, but he's offering no timeline for the Cougars to decide their future conference affiliation. Houston has been mentioned as a potential newcomer to the Big East, which is reshaping after Pittsburgh and Syracuse announced plans to join the Atlantic Coast Conference. Rhodes was speaking at a breakfast promoting Thursday's game between the number 18 Cougars and crosstown rival Rice. His remarks came a day after the school's regents scheduled a special meeting to give the university's top administrator the authority to explore leaving Conference USA. In the National Hockey League last night, it was Columbus over Detroit 4-1. Ottawa wins 3-2 over Carolina in a shootout. Pittsburgh 3-0 over the Islanders. Tampa Bay beat Buffalo 4-3. San Jose over Nashville 3-1. Chicago a shootout winner 3-2 over Anaheim. Edmonton beat Vancouver 3-2. Dallas wins in a shootout 3-2 over Phoenix. And New Jersey blank Los Angeles 3-0. The NBA is about to take another crack at settling its 4-month labor dispute. A person with knowledge of the plan says officials from the league and the Players Association will meet today, less than a week after 3 days of talks with a federal mediator failed to end the lockout. The source says the meeting will be small groups from each side. Talks broke down last Thursday after players said owners insisted they agree to a 50-50 split of revenues before they would further discuss the salary cap system. By not reaching an agreement last week, the NBA will likely be forced to cancel more games to go with 2 weeks that were already scrapped. A league official said Tuesday that it was the union and not Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban that proposed the elimination of the salary cap during negotiations last week. Union executive director Billy Hunter had mentioned on a podcast with ESPN.com yesterday that Cuban had made such a proposal. However, NBA senior vice president Mike Bass said Tuesday that Cuban breached the possibility of a cap exception, but not the elimination of the cap. And Creighton, with three starters returning from a 23-win team, is the overwhelming pick to win the Missouri Valley Conference this year. Creighton received 29 of 40 first-place votes from league coaches, media, and sports information directors, and totaled 389 out of a possible 400 points in the poll that was released on Tuesday. Wichita State, with three starters back from its NIT championship team and 54-18 the last two seasons, was picked second. Indiana State third, followed by Northern Iowa and Evansville, then defending regular season champ Missouri State. Missouri State's Kyle Weems is the preseason player of the year. He was joined on that team by Doug McDermott of Creighton, Jake Odom of Indiana State, Torrey Murray of Wichita State, and Colt Ryan of Evansville. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.